Or for example, you want your audience to download your lead magnet. That's great, but what happens after that? So once they've requested your lead magnet or freebie, as it's called, have you got an email sequence in place? Is the CTA aligned with the journey you want them to go on? If you map that out, then your CTAs write themselves because you've got that added clarity in your own mind of the next stages, i.e. the email sequence. So if you know what the email sequence is all about and what it says, then you're going to have more clarity on what the CTA should actually say because you know where it's going to lead to. Okay, it's time to move on to the final section of the show, which is called Marketing Fails and Holy Moly Moments. So I think this one is a bit of a blend and a mix of a holy moly moment and a marketing fail. Let me know what you think. So imagine this, my friends. You're on a coaching website. You've been reading for 3 minutes.